100.3 Soulful Sunday. Joining us is, when we say, one of the stars of stage, screen, recordings, everything. For the longest time, I have been a big fan of Melba Moore's. We welcome you to Soulful Sunday. How are you, Melba?
Fantastic, and I'm getting better. Thank you.
Right, girl? Like they say, a good fine wine ages with time.
That's right.
Got
yeah, I like
you.
To say everything old ain't bad.
There you go, girl, because you know what? I was having a conversation with my partner, Derek, about age and how we treat age. You are still gorgeous. You are still recording. You have a brand new project. Tell our listeners about it.
Well, it's very Philadelphia. It's by Dominic McFadden, who is the son of Gene McFadden of McFadden and Whitehead. So we carry on the heritage with of great music. It's called Just Dance. It's a dance song, but it's really about community, harmony, and using music the way we used to bring people together, promote love and fellowship. It's a really, really good song, and it seems like it's really catching on. It looks like I'm going to have a hit with this one. But he also wrote one for me called What Can I Do to Survive, which is a beautiful ballad. So that's two singles that are just up and out now. And, of course, they're on iTunes and all the other outlets. But it's from an upcoming CD called Forevermore.
I want to remind our listeners about Pearly, because that's where I first became familiar with you.
Okay.
Take us back. Take us back to Pearly.
Okay. Well, Pearly starred Sherman Hemsley from Amen and
the Jeffersons.
The Jeffersons. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Everybody calls him George Jefferson. I still call him Sherman. Cleavon Little did the Broadway production, and Robert Guignon did the film version that we did of it. And it was originally performed and written by Ossie Davis. He and Ruby Dee, who did the straight comedy version. When I say straight, I mean it was there was no music. They originated it on Broadway. And then they rewrote it as a musical. And I became Ludie Bell, Gussie Mae Jenkins. But I was the second one. Ruby Dee was the first one.
Ah.
To me, it was a great deal of history and legacy in that.
Absolutely.
The most important part, I guess, is that I got a Tony Award for
I was
it.
Just about to say, girl, that was your Tony Award. And while you had done Hair initially, you got your Tony Award for doing Pearly, Victorious.
Right, right.
And that was kind of where it kicked things off into high gear for you, wouldn't you say, from that point
absolutely.
On?
Absolutely. It's still the highest point in my career.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. And you, of course, have been nominated for a Grammy. You've had an illustrious career, and it continues at this point. Tell us, can people expect to see you on the road? Are you still touring, or have you just been in the studio working on this new project?
No. You guys familiar with Kelsey's Atlantic City?
Yeah.
Derek is.
Okay. Well, I'm going to be there this coming Saturday, October 25th, with two shows, one at 7:30 and one at 10 p.m. Mm-hmm. with a live band doing some of my classic songs like You Stepped Into My Life, Love's Coming At You, Fallen, Standing Right Here, a bunch of other songs. Also, I have what I call a hush medley, songs of people that I managed, like Freddie Jackson and a bunch of others. So lots of good songs that you're familiar with.
And awesome. That's another thing that I think we should mention, Derek. Melba was one of the first artists to have a management company, and she helped launch, as she just referred to, the careers of Freddie Jackson. Who else, Melba?
Well, a lot of great songwriters. You know, we managed McFadden and Whitehead. I don't know if you knew that.
I did.
We were kind of like similar to Berry Gordy and Gamble and Huff, except they were record companies, and we were a production and management company. So mm-hmm. I managed people like Ashif, who wrote Love Come Down and You Give Good Love, which launched Whitney Houston's career,
mm-hmm.
and a bunch of others.
I talked to Ashif last night, Melba.
I did.
He's in L.A. We had a great conversation about the documentary project that he's
producing. Yes, that's going to be a fabulous project.
Oh, I cannot wait to see it.
Participating with him in that, too.
Yeah. So you are an amazing artist. You're an entrepreneur. You're just a gorgeous human being, and you've done so much. And, of course, I've got to shout you out because your version of Lift Every Voice and Sing is still, to me, one of the most memorable versions, and it's in the Library of Congress.
Yes. And I'll just remind people that since many of us who were raised in the North didn't really get Black history, we didn't know we had a song that identified us like every nation does. And so I invited people like Dionne Warwick and Stevie Wonder and Anita Baker and a whole bunch of people to do, you know, great African-American artists so people wouldn't think it was my hit record.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, again, you've been at the forefront of so many things. You are a pioneer, and you are still here doing remarkable things. We're looking forward to the new album. And again, you're going to be in Atlantic City.
Yes. And I also want to wish you a happy early birthday because you'll be performing
thank
a show
you.
In New York as well. A big birthday party, right?
Yes, at the Metropolitan Room, a lovely cabaret. That's going to be on the 27th, a Monday night, because it's primarily like geared towards theater-going audiences, and Monday night all the theaters are closed. So we're going to have them come all, everybody who's not going to theater, come down to the Metropolitan Room.
I know that's right. So a lot of dates, a lot of new music. If people want to
follow you,
get all the information they can, where can they go?
All right, melbamore.com, and of course my Facebook, which is Melba, number one, Twitter, and that's pretty much it.
That's enough. That's enough.
That's a lot. Girl, you just made me tired with all the things you've got going on. Melba, congratulations on the release of the new record, the forthcoming album, the Grammy nomination, the birthday, and so much more. Congratulations on a successful life. We salute you, Melba Moore.
Well, you know, thank you for putting it out there to your public and sharing your public with me. I bless you and thank you.
It is our pleasure. We're Old School 100.3.
Melba.
that was good, Derek.
It was, yeah.